You're with SBS Radio.
Ang pangunawa sa gastos ninyo sa kuryente ang susi upang masigurong sinisingil kayo ng tamang halaga. Kung may nakita kayong pagkakamali sa inyong gastos ng kuryente o hindi nakabayad sa tamang panahon, may ilang paraan upang matulungan kayo. Gumawa ng ulat si Audrey Bourget na isinali naman namin sa ating wika. Pakinggan natin. Bawat kwenta ng gamit ng kuryente ay magkakaiba, pero ang kaalaman kung gaano ang inyong dapat bayaran at kung kailan ito dapat gawin ay nananatiling pareho. Ang kwenta ay dapat magpakita ng simula at katapusan ng inyong gamit ng kuryente, kung gaano ang ginamit ninyo, kung anong taripa ang basehan ng singil sa inyo, at kung may karagdagang singil na dapat ninyong bayaran. Ito si Paula Convoy, ang punong tagapagpaganap ng Australian Energy Regulator.
Your bill may also be used to inform you of a price change. Price increases have to be notified to customers no later than your next bill. So it will say your price will go up the next bill if in fact that is the case. Your bill will also show how much energy you've used compared to households of the same size in your area. It will tell you whether the bill is based on an estimate of the amount you've used or on the actual amount when a meter reader has come out. It will give you information on how to contact your retailer and then importantly as well of what number to call for any faults in electricity or in the case of emergency.
Kalimitan, tatanggap kayo ng kwenta ng konsumo ng kuryente bawat buwan o tuwing ikatlong buwan at palagi kayong may 13 araw upang ito ay bayaran. Mahalagang suriin ninyo kung kailan kayo dapat magbayad at kung ito ay isang organisasyong may diskwento kung babayaran ng tama sa panahon. Kung hindi ninyo ito mababayaran sa tamang panahon, hindi kayo makakatanggap ng diskwento. Si Cynthia Gebert ang ombudsman ng Energy and Water sa Victoria. Ipinaliwanag niya na may magkakaibang paraang pagbayad ng inyong konsumo ng kuryente.
You can pay your bill at an Australian Post Office. You can do it over the phone using a debit or credit card or with online banking, but always have a look to see whether or not your retailer will charge you a fee for that. Another important thing that's available for people who are receiving Centrelink benefits is you can actually set up CenterPay. So that's where the money is directly taken out of your Centrelink payment to pay your bill. So it's taken out fortnightly before you get your Centrelink payments.
Maraming kumpanya sa kuryente ang may payment cards na nagbibigay sa inyo ng pagkakataong magbayad ng paunti-unti sa post office. Maaari kayong humingi nito sa inyong retailer upang makabuo ng regular na bayad na babawasin sa inyong deposito sa bangko ng otomatiko sa halip na magbayad ng isang malaking halaga. Kung hindi kayo makakabayad sa tamang panahon, sinabi ni Paula Convoy na mayroon kayong ibang opsyon.
Retailers are required to help customers who are having trouble paying their bills. So call your retailer to find out what assistance they can provide you. Now that might include an extension of time to pay. It might be about putting you on a payment plan that you are able to meet or those bill smoothing arrangements. They also have access to their hardship program. So if you are struggling to pay your bill, don't let it get out of hand. Make sure you call your retailer as soon as possible.
Maraming kumpanya sa kuryente ang may apps at gamit online na kung saan maaari ninyong makita ang inyong gamit ng kuryente araw-araw. Kung hindi ito makukuha, sinabi ni Cynthia Gebert na maaari kayong gumawa ng sariling paraan.
You can also have an in-home device installed at your house to help you understand your usage. The other thing you can do is have a look at what your meter says on a particular day. So what the reading is, have a look at it again the next day and record how much you've used and then use that as an indicator of roughly how much you're going to use.
Idinagdag niya na kung masyadong malaki ang babayaran ninyo sa kuryente, ito ay maaaring magresulta ng pagbabago sa inyong tirahan.
Whether or not you've got some new appliances that are causing your bill to be higher, whether you're using, say, the heater more often, whether you've got more people staying in your house, those sorts of things, have a think about that before you call the company so that you can have really thought, is there anything that I might have changed in the way I'm using my electricity that would increase the bill, or is it possible there's something wrong?
Kung iniisip ninyong maaaring may mali sa kwenta ng inyong konsumo ng kuryente, maaari kayong tumawag sa inyong retailer at hilingin makausap ang isang mataas na opisyal ng kumpanya o ang manager nito. Maliban dito, ang inyong energy ombudsman ay maaaring magbigay ng karagdagang suporta at serbisyo sa pagsasali ng wika.
Other thing that's really important for people to understand about Energy and Water Ombudsman is they're free and independent. So they're free for consumers to lodge a complaint with my office or the other offices like mine around Australia. We don't act on the customer's behalf and we don't act on the industry's behalf. So we're really trying to work with both parties to come up with a fair and reasonable outcome.
Ipinaliwanag ni Paula Conboy na ang mga kumpanya sa kuryente ay maaari ding magbigay sa inyo ng serbisyo sa pagsasali ng wika kung ito ay kailangan ninyo.
Retailers and distributors have an obligation to refer you to an interpreter service. So if English is not your first language and you're not understanding your bill or when you're talking to your retailer, ask them to refer you to an interpreter service.
At kung may kailangan pa kayong karagdagang impormasyon, inirerekomenda ni Paula Conboy na dumalaw sa website ng Energy Made Easy ng gobyerno. Meron silang 13 iba't ibang lingwahe.
Tangkiliki ng higit pang mga kwento sa inyong wika sa pamamagitan ng pagbisita sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.